Now, in a sense, when we think about the effect of video games on the brain, it's very similar to the effect of wine on health. There are some very poor use of wine. There are some very poor use of video games. But when consumed in reasonable doses and at the right age, wine can be very good for health. There are actually specific molecules that have been identified in red wine as leading to greater life expectancy. So it's the same way, like those action video games have a number of ingredients that are actually really powerful for brain plasticity, learning, attention, vision, etc. And so we need, and we're working on understanding what are those active ingredients so that we can really then leverage them to deliver better games either for education or for rehabilitation of patients. Now, because we're interested in having an impact for education or rehabilitation of patients, we're actually not that interested in how those of you that choose to play video games for many hours on hand perform. I'm much more interested in taking any of you and showing that by forcing you to play an action game, I can actually change your vision for the better. Whether you want to play that action game or not, right? That's a point of rehabilitation or education. Most of the kids don't go to school saying, great, you know, 2 hours of math. So that's really the crux of the research. And to do that, we need to go one more step. The one more step is to do training studies. So let me illustrate that step with a task which is called mental rotation. Mental rotation is a task where I'm going to ask you, and again, you're going to do the task, to look at this shape, study it. It's a target shape. And I'm going to present you four different shapes. One of these four different shapes is actually a rotated version of this shape. I want you to tell me which one. The first one, second one, third one, or fourth one? Okay, I'll help you. Fourth one. One more. Get those brains working, come on. That's our target shape. Third, good. This is hard, right? Like, the reason I asked you to do that is because you really feel your brain cringing, right? It doesn't really feel like playing a mindless action video games. Well, what we do in these training studies is people come to the lab, they do tasks like this one. We then force them to play 10 hours of action games. They don't play 10 hours of action game in a row. They do distributed practice, so little shots of 40 minutes several days over a period of 2 weeks. Then once they are done with their training, they come back a few days later and they are tested again on a similar type of mental rotation task.